And from one election to another, but as one right-wing party falls, another is on the rise. In Switzerland, the Swiss People's Party has come out the clear leader, winning almost 29% of the vote. It's the party's best showing ever. The party ran a campaign criticized by some as racist. It says it wants to deport foreigners who commit crimes and keeps Switzerland out of the European Union. Deutsche Welle's Imogen Foulkes reports from Bern.
It's a fantastic result for the right-wing Swiss People's Party, with almost 29% of the vote and an extra 6 seats in Parliament. Its supporters are jubilant after a long and bitter campaign in which the People's Party made foreigners the key issue. The party's now notorious election poster, showing 3 white sheep kicking a black sheep out of Switzerland, was widely criticised as racist. But Aliki Panayidis, head of the party in the capital Bern, said the election success proved voters supported the party plan to deport foreign criminals and defend traditional Swiss values.
The Swiss People's Party has the clearest message, and that's probably the reason why we could manage to get people to vote for us. The message is we want our beautiful Switzerland as it is, or as it was years ago, we want to have it back. We'll go on our issue of the criminality of foreigners in Switzerland, so we hope we can do something about that too.
For the left-wing Social Democrats, the results are nothing short of disastrous. It remains the second biggest party in Parliament, but after a lackluster campaign, its share of the vote dropped to just 19%. It lost ground to the Green Party, reflecting voters' worries about climate change. But Irene Marti, president of the Social Democrats in Bern, believes the Swiss People's Party attitude to foreigners, 20% of the Swiss population is foreign, is still the biggest challenge for Switzerland's future.
They say to the immigrant people, we are looking specially to you, and you have to be the better Swiss than we are. So if not, we keep you out. And I think it's absolutely the baddest way, and I think in 10 years we will have really great social problems when we don't solve them now.
It's hard to see how any political group can stop the juggernaut of the Swiss People's Party. But as journalist Markus Hefliger points out, Switzerland's system of proportional representation means that despite its big share of the vote, the party won't be able to form a majority government.
The good thing about Switzerland is it doesn't mean that they're in power anywhere. And so their policies, as much as I dislike them, because they are destroying the fabric of our political system, which is very much based on cooperation between parties and on sort of unwritten laws of coalition making. And with their very harsh and propaganda and very harsh policies also, they are trying to destroy that, which I regret. But as I said, the nice thing is that they won't be in power anywhere, you know, which in other countries they might be with that kind of share. But they won't even get a majority anywhere, so it's not as dramatic as it might seem.
So Switzerland's government will remain a coalition for now, but the long Swiss tradition of consensus looks increasingly fragile. This election result will give the People's Party a stronger mandate to push through some of its more controversial policies on immigration. Imogen Foulkes, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bern.
While the Swiss People's Party wants to send immigrants back home, the European Commission launched the world's biggest job advertising blitz this week.
We are attractive to many, but we are not good enough at attracting highly skilled people, nor are we young or numerous enough to keep the wheels of our societies and economies turning on our own.
European Commission President José Manuel Barroso announced plans to introduce an EU work permit, dubbed the Blue Card. It's inspired by the famous Green Card in the United States and is designed to attract would-be migrants normally headed for North America or Australia. And to match the EU flag, it's of course a blue card, not a green one. Why does Europe need such a card? Our European correspondent Nina Maria Potts joins us on the line from Brussels.
Well, the Commission says that we're facing a demographic shift, a potential shortfall of 20 million skilled migrants.